Elsewhere, officials in Indian-controlled Kashmir say fresh militant attacks have left 9 people dead. Militants dressed in army uniforms launched an attack on a police station in the town of Hiranagar in Jammu, killing 5 officers and 2 civilians. They then stormed a military base in the nearby Samba district, killing 2 soldiers. So far, there's no claim of responsibility. India's Prime Minister Manmohan Singh has condemned the attack, saying violence will not derail efforts by India and Pakistan to resolve their problems. Singh and his Pakistani counterpart Nawaz Sharif are to meet on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly after 3 years. Kashmir is claimed by both India and neighboring Pakistan. Shauna Butter, correspondent, joins us from Kashmir. Shauna, update us on the recent clashes in Kashmir and how long before relative calm is restored in the disputed region.
Yeah, now let me get you the fresh from what on hold has been happening since morning. Finally, the operation is over. 12 people have died so far. It's not clear that how many of them are civilians. Earlier, the reports were like 8 of them are security forces, 5 of them were police officials, and another 4 or 5 of them were from Indian Army. So right now, we only have the figures. That is, 12 people have died in the operation, and over a dozen of security forces are into hospitals because of a huge gun battle that have happened there. It was a twin attack. They started it at one place, and now they finally ended it into an army camp. So I can tell you that a Indian Army lieutenant has also been killed in the attack. The current situation update is that the chief minister of the state, Omar Abdullah, has said that this is a fresh infiltration bid. These fighters might have sneaked in to the Indian side in maybe 24 or 12 hours earlier because they had huge ammunition with them, and the gunfight lasted for almost 9 to 10 hours. There were 4 people, and 2 of them were killed earlier during the gunfight, and 2 of them have been killed now. The security has been put on high alert across Jammu and Kashmir because the army sources have told that there are like 30 more militants who have sneaked into the Indian side into fresh infiltration bits. Now, the army has also seized off the borders in a proper manner, and checkings and checkposts are put into place, and they're trying to sneak out that where these militants are. The situation here is like it was unexpected to have such a militant attack because things in Kashmir have changed towards normalcy and things are moving towards betterment. But the scheduled talk between the Prime Minister of India, Manmohan Singh, and the Pakistani counterpart, Nawaz Sharif, that was expected to be held on the sidelines of UN General Assembly. It's an attack so as the talks might get derailed. But it's a welcome statement. The people in Kashmir and across India are welcome. The statement that Indian Primo has said that he really wants to go on with the dialogue process and wants to resolve issues peacefully. And this militant attack is no answer to any peace process. So there's a mixed kind of a feeling. Yes, obviously there's an anger. Like there are like 12 civilians that have lost their lives, and on the other side, people want the talks to be held. So it's a kind of a situation where people would definitely expect that bloodshed should go down, and only talks between India and Pakistan should move ahead, and U.S. should facilitate the talks between the two countries, and it should be resolved as soon as possible for the betterment of people of Jammu and Kashmir. Over to you.
Thank you very much. Press TV's Shauna Butt speaking to us from Kashmir, and that.